Hi, everybody. Yay! Oh, my gosh.
You guys, thank you so much for showing up to, like, the late night. Yeah. Well, this is the late night for me because I'm old. But, like, I don't know if it's late night for any of the rest of you. I know
Daisy
you have
Quest y'all. After hours.
That's right. Oh.
Yeah?
Okay, that's podcast number two.
Yeah.
That's going to be me and Jasmine.
Okay.
Because that's a whole different vibe.
I guess.
You guys, you,
well, I guess
you
I just got cut from the podcast.
Well, because you've got the tea kettle. The tea kettle is your baby.
Okay, all right.
I'm just filling in for Omar. I'm just
no.
I'm not
you're
a,
more than you're an upgrade, frankly. Let's be honest.
Come on, we beat up on Omar because it's fun, but
and
but
also
we
he's just so lovely, and you
he's
can't,
the sweetest thing on the planet.
Yes,
like. I don't even, he's such a Muppet, like the most delicious sweetheart.
He's a Muppet.
And not
he's
a Muppet in like the British term where it kind of it means like, because he's also
wait, what is the British
wicked
term of,
smart.
What's the British term of Muppet?
A Muppet is kind means. Of, at least in my experience, a Muppet is a little bit of someone's like, oh God, they're such a Muppet. Like they're like so not,
they're
just not smart.
A Muppet
is an idiot. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You were saying it in a nice way.
I didn't want to use the word, but we went there. So there we're going. And now apparently I have a different accent too. I don't
should
know
I,
why.
Should I introduce the
We
podcast?
Should, because there are so many people who are going to be listening to this and not in this room and have no idea what's going on.
Right.
So.
Okay. So welcome. This is the Tea Kettle podcast live at PAX Unplugged. Give a have to describe to those listeners at home, Anjali running up and down the aisles, kind of exposing herself.
I'm wearing a high-neck sweater. I may just be shoving my bosom into people's faces because it has a microphone attached to it.
Yeah, nobody seems too upset, so I think we're doing fine.
Anand! Oh,
hey.
We have a superstar in the room. You guys,
so look
give
back
it up for-
there. We'll start with this. Anand Shah is one of our executive producers. He's the one executive producer you don't see on the show.
I know.
Everybody
and I
else is on the show.
I feel like, can we like next season? Yeah, I said next season. It's going to happen, I swear.
Okay.
I said it, therefore
it must
happen.
Not only did you hear first, I just heard it here first.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Congratulations.
When I want something, I get something, and so we're having a second season. And apparently I'm a childish British whiner. But I hope in the second season we can drag Anand on for a little guest part.
Okay.
I mean,
does Anand want that? Should we ask him?
Is he
do you want that?
Is he going to speak to me? I'm scared now.
He's like,
he's like, no, please stop talking to me and leave me alone.
I want less attention.
Less attention. Got it. But we are so happy that he is here because we don't get to see him as much because we're all on the West Coast.
That's right.
So this is very fun to be over here on the East Coast hanging with all of you.
Very exciting.
Thank you not only for being here present, but thank you for supporting the show.
How many backers do we have in this audience?
Amazing. Okay. That's all the hands.
By the way, audience at home, they're raising their hands. That's why you couldn't hear them.
That's
it was a lot.
Yes, so many hands. You guys, so many hands. There are like there are like a good 850 people in this room.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. That was
why do we not have video?
Now this is an explicit show.
No,
at this point,
it's not.
The first time you're allowed. But the second one, you're in trouble.
Come on. I just want people to be heard.
Yeah.
Let their voices ring out.
It feels like 850 people.
It does.
And that's what matters.
And but we feel the love from the community that you guys have created surrounding this show and this game is so incredible. And especially since the launch.
Yeah. I never felt so supported doing a show. I mean, like, usually you do a show. I mean, I haven't done a lot of crowdfunding in the past, so this was my first crowdfunding effort, period. But I think also because of the goals, the mission of this show in particular, right? It was especially support. Like, not only were you obviously supported by people, but I think people really got behind the concept of, like, hey, I want to see, you know, brown people representing themselves around the table as the stars of a show and living in a mythos that is, you know, our, like, from the mythology that we grew up with. And I could feel that coming through the internet screens. It was really palpable in a way that I didn't expect. It was really moving. So thank you, everybody here who supported, everybody at home who supported.
Thank you so much. It was
it brought me to tears many, many times. And I'm one of those guys that's like, well, I should never cry because that makes me feel weak. But then I did a lot.
Usually it's because I beat him up. That's usually why he's crying.
Yeah, so it was really wonderful.
No, you are such a... I'm very excited. And without spoiling anything, there is a gorgeous scene that Sandeep has in upcoming episode, in an upcoming episode, that I know you from working with you on set on what do we change the name to? Wizard School Dropout.
Yeah.
So and I know you both, you and Anand both from there. And so I know you as this comedy guy. I know you as a super fun comedy guy. And to see the vulnerability that comes out from someone the first time you get to see it, and the first time you get to see, now I'm doing it. The first time you get to see that vulnerability underneath all of that is just breathtaking, and I'm so excited about that scene. It's a really special one.
It's such a function of, I mean, I think the TTRPG format really lends itself well to that, which I didn't fully appreciate. I mean, obviously, I'd seen enough of it, and I was like, I wonder if I'll go there, because I am, my crutch is... comedy.
Yeah,
it's like it's.
This
it's,
is apparently the international symbol for comedy. Everybody dances with their elbows when they do comedy,
shaking
right?
To the left and the right. And so like, listen, I was born and raised in New Hampshire. I was the one, right? Exactly. The chuckles mean every like exactly how I felt the entire time. I was the only brown dude within 1,000 miles. It felt like, and so to build a tough skin, it was like, oh, you just crack jokes about everything. You know, you kind of like. That's the way you sort of kung fu away anything that would sort of approach, your heart, in a hurtful way. And if you could do that, then it showed you owned it, and then people were more comfortable around you as a result. And so then it lessened any of those blows, and it made it feel like, oh, you can razz on each other, you can chum with each other. And so that's, I think, has always been my go-to. So now doing this show. Not around predominantly white people or people that aren't Indian or South Asian, it was just a different experience, obviously. I felt like I was exposed in a way that I hadn't sort of expected.
I think also, like you were saying, though, specifically this genre of entertainment, the TTRPG actual play, whether it's live or whether it's recorded, one of the 9 gazillion things I love about it is that it allows you to have the highs and the lows of life and really explore all of that. And it's such a constant reminder that even in life, you can be laughing your ass off 1 minute and then something can completely shift that.
And then fucking Luis Carrazzo comes in.
And then Luis Carrazzo comes in.
And says three sentences and you're fucking weeping.
Yeah, exactly. And all the girls are like, hi.
And he's like, I'm gay.
And sorry, guys. You're not my type, but I'm a lovely human being. We love Luis so, so much.
Oh, my God.
What a lovely human. But... I, obviously, everyone who is here, I am assuming, has had some experience with TTRPGs, but maybe not everybody who's listening has. And I hope that everyone who is listening takes at least one chance to play some kind of tabletop role-playing game, to put yourself into that experience with a room full of friends, a room full of fun people who care about you and love you and want you to succeed, whatever that looks like. This is another reason I love TTRPGs. Okay, so how do I say this without sounding like a douche? I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that word anymore. I'm an old Indian woman. I'm allowed to say anything.
We'll bleep douche.
You can bleep that. Thank you. But I was in London and I was at the Critical Role live play there at Wembley. And I realized, I was talking with Matt before the show, and they were all a little nervous, understandably. But what I realized in that moment is that I had seen musicians play there because of Rick. I had seen, Rick is my husband, and yes, I'm going to brag about him. He's a musician. He's played Wembley. Aha, the end.
Wow. I didn't know that's cool.
Yeah, he's twice.
Sick.
But so I've seen musicians play there. I've seen... sports matches there. But to see one of these live plays there is a completely unique situation, because when people are playing sports or when musicians are there, there is always someone in the audience who is not looking for them to fail, But if they don't make the goal or don't make, you know, if something goes wrong, they are ready to jump on them.
Mm.
When someone rolls a natural one in TTRPG,
people are excited
and supportive.
There's no failing.
Like, you'll hear the, aw, but it's not at you. It's not at the player. It's for the character. And then you're excited to see where the story goes. Yeah. And it's fun. And if they're laughing, if the audience is laughing, or if the people are playing, you're playing with, they're laughing with you at the thing, because you're not there to win.
Hey, so sorry to interrupt, but the rest of this episode is for our Patreon subscribers only. So if you'd like to hear the rest of this juicy conversation, let me tell you, it gets juicy. There's another 15 minutes, 50, 5-0. Of this conversation over at patreon.com/DaisyQuest. Thank you so much for supporting the show.